Good morning. Steady rain moved into interior New York and New England overnight, and it is a wet start to the day across the region this morning. The rain is coming down in heavier bursts as well from time to time. Energy diving through the Great Lakes is teaming up with a low pressure wave along the mid-Atlantic coastal plain, and the two are merging over top of us, producing the unsettled weather. Rain will carry us through the morning and into the afternoon hours, perhaps coming a little bit more spotty and intermittent the second half of the day, but still plenty of wet weather to come during the course of the day as temperatures struggle through the lower and middle 50s. Most everyone will get into the upper 50s today for afternoon highs. The wind will be out of the southeast and off the water, and that will keep the moisture pumping in into the night tonight as the system continues to pivot through. More showers during the overnight period, also areas of fog lowering the visibility as temperatures drop back into the 40s. With some energy left over top of us tomorrow morning and still some moisture around, scattered showers are likely for the first part of the day tomorrow before we see drier weather moving in the afternoon. However, only some breaks of sunshine as skies will remain mostly cloudy in the afternoon tomorrow, and the wind will pick up and become gusty out of the west with temperatures topping out in the upper 50s again. A break in the action on Thursday night and the first part of the day on Friday, but another weak disturbance will pivot through Friday afternoon into the day on Saturday, renewing the chance of showers in the region. Highs on Friday will be around 50 and mostly cloudy skies with the chance of showers Saturday, again near the 60-degree mark. We'll start to change the weather pattern again into the second half of the weekend as a ridge of high pressure begins to build in for Sunday. As a result, we'll have dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds with highs on the cooler side, lower to mid-50s, but we'll rebound into the lower 60s with mostly sunny skies on Monday, and with the ridge cresting over top of us on Tuesday, more sunshine and warm temperatures with highs breaking through to the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that storm moving up the eastern seaboard will produce showers and thunderstorms along the mid-Atlantic coast today with heavy bursts of rain and some strong wind gusts. Despite sufficient upper-level energy, storms should remain below severe limits without much in the way of daytime heating. Meanwhile, a compact bundle of energy will move from the central plains toward the lower Mississippi Valley today, embedded within a larger-scale cyclonic flow across eastern North America. At the same time, a plume of 60-degree dew points will exist across South Texas, maintained by light southeasterly low-level winds. Thunderstorms are expected to form during the afternoon across the Rio Grande, with hail and strong wind gusts possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 32 degrees, with a southwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility and moderate rain and fog, 49 degrees, the dew point 46, 90% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is falling rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm near 60, Boston rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo rain with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 45. The average temperature, 58, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snow. Still 2.4 inches of snow for the month, and 77.3 inches for the season, which is 17.3 inches of snow above normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 609 for the month, which is 166 above normal, and 6102 heating degree days for the season, which is 214 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 2009, and the record low, 23, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, and cooler with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the middle 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the middle to upper 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cooler with rain today and highs in the middle 50s. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon, becoming quite breezy in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few late-day showers on Friday near 60. Still the risk of a shower Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Sunday, lower 60s with mostly sunny skies Monday, and more sunshine and into the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.